Hello everyone, welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast episode number 57. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Book Inside Friday, but we're not starting a new book series today and we're not going to a standalone book today. But I do want to tackle the emotional toll that I had of writing the World We Live In series. And I know I talked about some things, along the way, within the past 5 weeks, with the world we live in 1 through 5. But I want to go a little bit more in depth into, what went through my head and what was floating in my mind as I was writing this book series. And the emotional toll of writing this series was immense. Now, there were a lot of breaks while writing this book series. And to be honest, it took plenty of time to write this series as the intensity of addressing so many of these social issues, it really took a toll on my mind. And it was due to the fact that these things go on every day in this world, which, explains the title of this series. Now, certain characters were harder to write because I was immersed in them and living their lives in those moments as I was writing them. And I can truthfully attest that some of these societal issues I've seen with my own eyes, or I've known people who have experienced these things. Now, while I knew I had to be a spokesperson slash voice for these people, I felt a responsibility and obligation to bring them to light. I needed to tell their stories for them and for others in this world that are going through these things or have been through these things in their past. Let's just say it boiled down to the saying of blood, sweat, and tears to write this series. It definitely applied. Imagine trying to write about 19 different characters and telling stories from various perspectives and age groups. If you noticed, you don't know the race of these characters or what they've experienced in the table of contents. And that's if you guys have, taken the time to, read these books. And the reason why is because these social issues can happen to anyone at any time. In this world, it can happen to pretty much everyone. I mean, we've all experienced something in our lives. I've experienced some things myself that, have affected me and have made me who I am. I've, dealt with depression and, I've, unfortunately been at the hands of being robbed twice in my life. And, I've experienced a few share of things, and a few of these social issues, I either knew people personally or there were people that I knew that they knew someone personally who dealt with, these situations. And then there's also, me watching and observing the world and being saddened by all of the things that are going on, which allows me to create certain characters and be able to tell their stories. Now, it was important to tell these stories, without judgment. And also, if you noticed, I utilized names that, can be pretty much of any race or ethnicity for the most part. And these are the little things that I thought about. These are the intricate things that I took into account before I typed one word into my Google Docs laptop. In my Google Chromebook, excuse me. Now, knowing that I was experiencing emotions where I had to step away multiple times, especially writing part one of this book series, I knew that I had something special brewing. And, when I started to get the reviews early on, from my first book, it motivated me, to write these characters and really bring them out a lot more. And what I want people to know is these books weren't easy to write in any way, shape, or form. And we have to look deeper into these social issues that I had written about. And, you know, that's sexual assault and domestic violence and alcohol addiction, drug addiction and pornography addiction and, you know, women's issues and gay and transgender. And, you know, these are all the subjects that I've written about. Now, I know this is a clean podcast, but this is an episode where I have to be honest and I have to, you know, share this space, you know, with everyone who listens to this. And I really want people to be aware of all the things that are going on around us. And I want us to stop sweeping a lot of these things under the rug and start tackling these things and, you know, going about making the world a better place. And we all have a role in how we, you know, we make the world a better place. And it can be something very small or simple. It doesn't have to be anything crazy. You know, we all don't have to be out in the world going, you know, against the government and the lawmakers to change certain things or to alter certain laws or anything like that. There, you know, you can be a public speaker. You can write stories, you know, that I have been able to do. You can create a clothing line that brings awareness to social issues. There are just so many ways that we can go about it. And, you know, we are utilizing social media way more these days. And, you know, that's great, you know, that we're utilizing social media to impact people and bring forth change. I know for me, I don't want to get too caught up in utilizing social media too much. I want to really write these stories and get people to feel, emote, and be empathetic to, you know, all of these people who have, you know, dealt with a lot of different things. You know, I have friends that have experienced so many things in their lives, and I look at them and they inspire me. I've reconnected with people that I've gone to high school with, and, you know, some of them are experiencing things now that I don't know that I'd be able to handle. And there are things that some people that I've gone to school with, they've experienced like traumatic things, and they somehow remain strong and, you know, move forward and, you know, go on with life. And I know that these, you know, these people aren't strong all the time, and they have, you know, great families around them and great friends and great support systems around them. I don't want to sit here and, you know, expose or say, you know, people's names or things that they've experienced or going or I've went through, but as I am speaking, I have my eyes closed and I am visualizing these people that I have reconnected with after 20 years and thinking to myself, wow, like, you know, it's just, you know, amazing, you know, how strong-willed we can be when we really put our minds to it. But I will say that I'm not always strong. And, you know, for me to sit here and say that this book series took a lot of emotion out of me, you know, it's the truth. And all I want to do is share my life, you know, as an author and as a writer, and to really give you guys the inside scoop of how all of this goes. And, you know, every book is a challenge for me. And if it's a challenge, then I take it on and I write it. And there are subjects that, you know, I'm not going to touch. And there's certain subjects that I'm going to touch on in the future. It's just not the right time to do it yet. So what I will say is that every book that I write has some emotional impact on me, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. But I will say the World We Live In series was the most emotional for me to write, because I'm really delving deep into a myriad of characters. Grant, and that's throughout five books. You know, the Kids with Guns series has 33 characters, but there aren't 33 characters in every book. It's 33 characters over a period of five books, so there's a huge difference in, you know, in that kind of storyline compared to the World We Live In storyline. So I really, really want to take the time to thank you guys for listening to this podcast. It means a lot, and there's a lot of great content coming as far as like Mondays with Mello and Wednesday Motivation Inspiration, and definitely some Book Insight Fridays. I think after I really kind of go through a good amount of my books, I'm going to share with you guys some of the social issue books that I've been, you know, reading or have read, and I'll kind of, you know, give you guys, you know, some insight into the books that I read and how they impact and affect me and how I go about my writing. So that's going to be a nice little inside scoop and sharing of, you know, ideas and how I go about, you know, writing my content. Well, that's it for me today. I thank you guys for listening. Be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.